My top tune at the top of the hour, of course, had to be Van Halen and Jump with a birthday from a member of the band, wouldn't it? Come on! You could, come on, by now, if you've listened to my show at all for any period of time, you know I'm pretty obvious and I love ridiculously tenuous links. But in the studio now, I am joined by Mike Linger. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I believe you've come straight from a dodgeball training session this morning.
Yeah, I've been training the Blackmore Primary School yes, juniors, so yeah, just come straight from there, straight to here.
Oh, amazing stuff. So are they any good? Are they little kids?
Yeah, they're kind of from age 8 to age 11, and they're good. They've been doing it for about a year and a half now, so I think they could give you a run. That's for sure.
Give me a run for my money.
Yeah,
well, considering I've never played, the most involvement I've ever had in dodgeball is watching the movie, which I'm assuming you've been asked before.
Plenty of times.
But I have to ask, have you seen it?
I have seen it lots of times. That's how I kind of, you know, get a bit of my tips from the film.
That's good stuff. Right, I have a few questions for you, if you don't mind. Now, if you can, in real basic terms, can you explain to me how you play and win a game of dodgeball?
Okay, so dodgeball is played with six aside. You can have a squad of 10, but it's six aside. You play the size of a badminton court.
Right.
So you have back walls, and you have six at one end, six at the other. You have an area in the middle known as the dead zone, which you can't cross over. And what you do at the beginning of the game, three people from each side run out to compete for the balls in the middle. And then if you win the ball must go back. And as soon as they go back to your teammates, you can start playing and throwing forward.
Throwing forward, okay.
You're out if you get hit by the ball without a bounce.
Right.
You're out if someone catches your ball.
Right.
You're out if you go off the court.
Right, okay.
Without asking the ref.
So if you need to get you're doing it like a sub, or if you're getting the ball.
Yep, you have to ask the ref to get the ball. So basically, it is very simple. You're out if you get hit by the ball. So dodge, duck, dive.
Dodge.
But if it bounces and hits you, you're still in.
So if you throw it, if I was to throw the ball at the floor at you, it bounced, then hit you, you wouldn't be out.
I wouldn't be out, no.
Would anything happen to me?
No, it's just play on. So once the ball hits something, the ball is dead. So it must hit you first, then you're out. And you can come back on if a teammate catches the ball.
Okay, so if I was to catch your throw, you'd be out.
I'd be out.
And one of my teammates would be back in.
First one out, first one back in.
So if all of my team are still in, how many have I got on the pitch at one
six
time?
Six aside.
Six aside, right. Okay, I've got to write this down. Six aside. So if all six of my players, including me, are on the court, and you throw the ball, I catch it, surely no one else can come
no
on the pitch.
Back in.
We can't have seven.
No, you can't have seven. So there's only six. So if you've got no one else to come back on, then it's just, you know, just that the other team.
It just carries on, but the other team loses the player. Yeah.
Games are 2 minute long. Only 2 minutes.
Only 2 minutes?
But if you play an hour of dodgeball, you can burn up to 1,000 calories.
That's a Big Mac.
Hey, exactly. So you can have a Big Mac after.
Or other burgers are available, of course.
Of course.
But that's okay, right. So that's pretty much that.